You don't have to look far on the southwest coast to see evidence of Fiona's fury, even now, 2 months after the storm. For fish harvesters, the biggest impact was how the storm surge scooped up and scattered fishing gear from sheds along the coast. Now there's a big effort underway to collect the so-called ghost gear littering the harbors and coastline. Ian Stone is with a nonprofit based in Gros Morne that has a cleanup crew on the southwest coast. He's team lead for the crew sent by Atlantic Healthy Oceans Initiative, and he joins us this morning on the line after returning from southwestern Newfoundland. Good morning to you, Ian.
Good morning, Bernice.
Just describe what a typical day has been like for your cleanup crew.
Typically, we're going to first assess what's going on for the weather. If anyone's been down on the southwest coast, they understand that it's a challenging area when it comes to weather and wind. So we usually head out bright and early in the morning, have a spot that we've chosen the day before to comb the beaches or to work with our friends at Clean Harbor Initiatives. So we're working typically in the Margaree, Burnt Islands, Isle of Mort, and Rose Blanche area. Heading out to the ocean side, we typically meet up with one or two fishermen and have a chat about where their sheds were and where their gear may be. And then we get to work spending the next 8 to 10 hours trying to locate that gear and retrieve it and either return it to them or bring it back to be recycled if possible.
How much gear have you already retrieved?
So far, we're a little over 7,000 pounds in around 10 days of hauling. So it's a lot more than we anticipated. We set a goal of 10,000 pounds over 20 days. And with 7,000 in 5 days, or in 10 days, it's definitely exceeded what we thought was possibly out there. But there's definitely lots of work to do.
What are you finding? Is it mostly nets and rope, or how would you describe it?
A little bit of everything. If you've ever been in a traditional Newfoundland fishing shed, they pretty much have everything, including the kitchen sink sometimes. So we've been, pulling up rope, trawls, salmon nets, traps, lobster pots, with the nets fully intact. And then bits and bobs that were in a lot of these sheds, remembering that most of these sheds were just swept completely out to shore with all their equipment, or out to sea, sorry, with all their equipment still inside. So we occasionally find a motor or two. So it's been interesting. Of course, we do also find some things that have been put into the ocean long before Fiona's fury came through.
What would you say is the condition of the gear that you're finding? You said some of it is intact.
Yeah, so we try to return, I guess our most successful return is typically the lobster pots, and they'll still have the ropes inside, and many are still in reusable condition. But a lot of it is really intertwined. Many of the fishing nets, lumpfish nets, we found a 900-pound ball of 5 miles long of halibut trawl. So, of course, unfortunately, that was not going to be able to be reused, but we are actually going to be repurposing that with a company in New Brunswick called Plex. So we're going to be working with those folks to try and repurpose that.
Now, I'm just going to ask you, because I know people may be wondering, you're in Gros Morne, a nonprofit environmental group based there. How is it that you were tasked with doing this work on the southwest coast?
So I'm actually the co-owner of a company called Tor Gros Morne, and we partnered as part of our sustainable tourism initiative with Ahoy to do give backs and work specifically on ocean protection and working with the communities that dot the ocean along Gros Morne. But of course for us, as the ocean is a very fluid landscape, we do find ourselves wanting to work with folks both north and south of us. The opportunity came to go down and help down there in terms of cleaning up and helping the fishermen get the debris and help the lobster grounds. We jumped at the opportunity. So we are funded through the Department of Fisheries Oceans Canada to carry out this work until about March 2023.
How much funding has Ahoy, Atlantic Healthy Oceans Initiative, received from DFO to carry out this work?
So my understanding is it's just around $70,000. to complete the work, which is going to include actually some ROV work in the spring to get down and map some of the areas, as well as better understand how we can repurpose what we are pulling up. So as I said, we are actually going to be shipping a lot of the rope material and net and whatnot to New Brunswick to be repurposed. And so all that's going to be a first time for this sort of thing. So for us, we're really kind of setting the ground rules for what can happen to fishing gear as opposed to it ending up in the waste disposal sites.
That is really interesting, Ian. How will it be repurposed?
So this company called Plex Building Systems, they actually take this plastic netting and whatnot, which of course would contaminate the ocean. They take that and they actually melt it down and create building material and building blocks for commercial operations, as well as sheds and eco bricks of sort, if you've ever seen an eco brick. But yeah, so they're actually going to repurpose that, and they can take massive quantities, and there unfortunately is massive quantities to send to them.
From what you've seen, how much of the gear that you're recovering do you think can be salvaged and used again?
Really depends. We are finding some line that has not been exposed too much to the sun. Of course, once it's exposed to the sun, it deteriorates significantly. A ballpark from what we have, I would chance to say 50-60% of the fishing or the lobster pots that we've collected have been able to be repurposed, and maybe about 10% of the line. So you're still looking at significant quantities in and around the 5,000-6,000 pounds of fishing line that's not going to be able to be repurposed. Not going to be able to be reused.
Reused, yeah. How much of the ghost gear that's out there do you think you'll be able to recover between now and the end of March?
Well, again, we set a goal of 10,000 pounds, but I think we'll probably exceed that significantly. We actually worked with our friends with Clean Arbor Initiatives there on our last nice day on the water on Wednesday. And you can check out the Atlantic Healthy Oceans Initiative Facebook page, but we actually pulled up what we can only assume is close to about 5,000 pounds in one haul in the Rose Blanche Harbor. We can only estimate that there's probably tens, possibly hundreds of thousands of pounds of gear that has been lost. This is definitely a long-term initiative, and fortunately DFO does agree with that, and so there is additional funding that's supposed to be coming out for 2023 into 2024. So unfortunately the storm will really unfortunately live on underwater for many years to come.
Wow. Is this even a good time of year for you to be doing this work, or is it really just important to get out and get what you can now before the weather gets worse?
Yeah, exactly. For people that have been on the Southwest Coast, they don't tend to get the winters that that Grosse Morne gets with heavy snow and whatnot, but it is considerable wind and rain down in that area, so it is challenging. We've been doing usually 4 or 5 day stints, which has been quite good, and we have a bit of rotation of work. Some of it's on water and some of it's on the coastlines as we identify some areas. So communities like Diamond Cove, just outside Rose Blanche, they really didn't see a lot of people in that community during some of the initial cleanup because they didn't lose houses, but they did lose 9 sheds. So for us, I think that finding those good days and being able to get on the beach and working with the local fishermen has really been rewarding, but it's allowed us to see that there's a lot more work to get done.
All right, Ian, such a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you. Take care.
That is Ian Stone. He is team lead for a cleanup crew with the Atlantic Healthy Oceans Initiative.